players ready? Play. Well, I'm in New York. It's the first round of the US Open. I'm up against American Brandon Nakashima, playing on court 17, a nice outside court, should suit well. My record against Brandon is not that flash. Played him twice and lost twice, but was confident of my ability and was looking forward to the match. Started well, both holding our opening service games, and felt good. Going to the match, thought it prepared pretty well. It had a couple of good hard court tournaments and then a week off, and got plenty of tennis, and the body was good, and I was fit and healthy and looking forward to going. So I got to 2-all, and then things fell apart. Lost per serve. Brandon's ground shots were relentless. I think he was suited by the pace of the court, which was a bit slower, and he seemed to be just getting to everything with real ease, and he seemed to have plenty of time to make shot selection. And he was returning with force. He wasn't necessarily deep, but he was moving me around from side to side, and I just couldn't get into a rhythm. Wasn't able to control points, so I was reactive. His serve was very good. It may not be the biggest serve on tour, but he was serving very well, mixing it up, hard to read, and mine was less so by contrast. He just seemed to be returning my serves with ease, put himself into a rally, and he doesn't mind a long rally. He's happy to exchange stroke for stroke, but not that he just stays in one position and rallies. He's happy to move you around from side to side. He's a pretty good athlete. And the reality is, he just started doing everything better than me. And when he went up a break early in that first set, it gave him confidence. You have to realise that Brandon's just come off a couple of hardcore tournaments where, in Montreal, he beat Tommy Paul, and Cincinnati beat Taylor Fritz. So he was in probably the form of his life, and he was confident and played accordingly. So having lost that opening break, lost another serve, and lost the first set 2-6. So I'm in the first round of the US Open playing Brandon Nakashima, and I lost the first set 6-2, and I knew I needed to sit down, regroup, come out and start again, start afresh, and it's something that I'm normally pretty good at doing, but not this time. Not this time by a long shot. Essentially, he broke me in my first service game, and I just was put on the back foot, became ragged, couldn't get into a rhythm. Same thing, he kept returning well, get into points, low rallies, find a way to work me around, get an angle, and he'd go for it. And, you know, I'd get racket on ball, but, you know, couldn't get it back or get it back with any real, pressure or depth. And he just kept doing it. And it wasn't a case of me not being prepared to implement my game plan, because what I'm trying to do is to flatten out my backhand, be a bit more assertive, control the game. But it was a case of just not being allowed to do so. He was controlling the points. He was being assertive. I was chasing the ball all the time. And he was particularly harsh on my second serve. Now, I'm trying to serve a little bit harder with more kick and deep and whatever else, but you know, I finish up probably double faulting half a dozen times, which is not really what I'm used to doing, particularly in what was not a long match. So it was going from bad to worse. I mean, crowds are up close, but they were very good. They were very respectful. Brand is not demonstrative. He doesn't try and rev them up, even though he's the local homegrown player. He was obviously popular, but, you know, it just... Brand has seemed to enjoy the surface, play better than I, broke me a couple of times, and frankly won that set, you know, 6-1 very, very easily, and I wasn't even competitive. And now I find myself two sets of love down in the first round of a slam that I enjoy, that I prepared very well for, and so had a lot of hard work ahead of me if I was going to get back into the match. It's a long way back from two sets to love down, but I've done that before. In fact, recently against Helios, I was able to fight back and win from two sets to love down. I pride myself on being fit, so that shouldn't be an issue. The conditions were fine. That was not going to be an issue. And I dug in. I made sure I'd concentrated on all my service games. Yeah, had to take a little bit off my second serve, which wasn't ideal, but it wasn't going well anyway, and I needed to not gift points away. And to a certain degree, I achieved that. You know, the old, you know, hold serve one all, hold serve two all, hold serve three all, and it was that three all was the pivotal game. Often it is the case, the vital seventh game. And Brandon hit a couple of good points. I hit a couple of loose points. So I got myself 30-40 down on serve, but still I'm controlling the game because I'm serving. And got into the point, opened up the court, had a cross-court backhand to win the point, and missed it wide. I mean, it was, in hindsight, a silly shot in the sense that, you know, I didn't need to go for the, you know, the width that I did. Now, I still want a bit control points. I don't want to not go into my shell, but on a break point down at a pivotal time of the set, it was probably not the time to go for the big cross-court winner. I would have been much better to have probably hit it a bit deeper inside the court, but firmer, and followed it in. But didn't do that. Lost the point, break of serve, and all of a sudden I'm two sets to love and a break down against someone who's playing very, very well. And one of the things is Brandon just keeps that even level. He's got this really good temperament. Win, lose, or draw, you're the same sort of play. He doesn't get flustered. He remains calm. And he just kept up his game plan. And it was for me now to break. And one of the problems is when I look back, I had half a dozen time opportunities to break, number of those in the last set, and I failed to convert any. When he gets a break point against, he just bunkers down, does what's necessary. Again, he did what I should have done, which is just hit a bit deeper, keep yourself in points, don't get over defensive, but don't do anything rash or silly either. And the fact of the matter is, he was then able to serve out that set. And here I am, first round of the US Open. I'm out 2-1-4, thoroughly outplayed by Brandon Nakashima, who thoroughly deserved his win. Well, this is the US Open review, and I don't know that I've been more disappointed in a match this year. It's not the fact of losing, because Brandon is a good player, he's got a good record against me, he's playing on his favourite surface, he's playing well, and he deserved a win, but not to put pressure on him at any stage. I mean, in straight sets, I'm just incredibly disappointed. You know, I had set myself to do well at this tournament, and I think my preparation had been good. I wouldn't change it. I don't blame that. For some reason, I just wasn't switched on, and it wasn't apparent prior to the match or even the opening couple of games. I don't know how it fell apart so quickly and I wasn't able to do something about it. And I'm incredibly upset, annoyed, frustrated, angry at myself all at the same time. And this is a tragic exit first round in the way that I did it. But I wasn't the only one to lose first round. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm looking Stefanos Tsitsipas, Karen Khachanov, Nicholas Jarry, Felix Auger-Aliassime, Alexandro Tabilo, Alexander Bublik, all lost first round. All would have been favourites to have gone through. And because I'm doing this a few days afterwards, and I'm glad I did leave it a couple of days because I was pretty devastated in the immediate aftermath of losing to Brandon. But so I've had the opportunity to see the second round, and Hercatch, Umber, Bayers, Korda, they've all lost. But more critically, Carlos Alcaraz has lost in straight sets to Bortic Vandersloot and from the Netherlands. I mean, I don't think anyone saw that coming. You've got your favourite or second favourite player now out of the tournament, and that's changed things very significantly. Well, the wash-up from my first-round exit in the US Open, ATP points 10, prize money 100,000, which I don't deserve, self-assessment 2 out of 10. The only reason I get 2 out of 10 is that I prepared well and my demeanour was good. I was able to take the loss in good grace. So I just want to close by praising Brandon Nakashima. He's a decent guy, understated, he's modest, he just gets on and plays. He's got a great game on this surface. He was very sporting also when I lost. I hope he does very well. He's someone who deserves success. On the other hand, I need matches. I'm going to have to go and have a look at my schedule between now and the end of the year. I suspect I'm going to have to add to it. I just need to play more tournaments. I need more points. I've got to erase the memory of what happened here and turn this around. So I'll be off to China, and until then, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.